A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to his teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's gospel is very rich, and it's not an easy gospel to take. Jesus talks about those who are blind, and he makes the clear allusion to the fact that unless we're fully trained, unless we're like our teacher, then we will be blind guides for others. You know, our teacher is meant to be Jesus, and we can ask the question, well, if Jesus really is our teacher and we're like Jesus, then how can we possibly fail? How can we fall? How can we sin? The answer to that question is when we fall, it's obvious to us that Jesus is not yet fully our teacher. And when we fall because we choose something else other than Jesus, then it is revealed to us who our real teacher is, what the values that matter most to us are, because we haven't yet become fully trained. We haven't yet become fully like Jesus. And that points out to us the areas of growth that we need most between where Jesus is, which is where we want to be, and where we are now, and that gap of training that we desperately need. That leads us to the second half of the gospel. When Jesus starts talking about what blinds us, St. Paul in the first reading talked about how he had persecuted the church of God. He was a blasphemer. He was arrogant. But he was mercifully treated because he acted out of ignorance in his unbelief. He acted because he had huge logs in his eyes. He actually thought Jesus was the blasphemer. He thought that he was doing the right thing when he was persecuting the church of God. He thought that he was zealous for the Lord's house, but once the Lord literally blinded him on that road to Damascus, where for 3 days his eyes were covered with scales so that he couldn't see anything, it was an external sign of what was already an interior reality, that he was blind. And after the 3 days, with the grace of baptism, after Ananias paid him a visit, even though he was intimidated like crazy, that's when the scales fell from his eyes. That's when he was able to start to see clearly. And that's when he was capable of going out to truly help others. Saul, prior to that point, was a blind guide. So blind, in fact, that he was the leader of the mob that stoned St. Stephen to death. He didn't realize, though, how blind he was. But the Lord was merciful on him out of his ignorance. It's the same way for us. We sometimes don't realize we're following another teacher. We think we're following Jesus. We really think we're his disciples. And when we fall, those sometimes are the great mercies of the Lord, so that he can see how blind we were, following our own vision of Jesus rather than the real Jesus down a path that takes us from him. What does this all mean? What's the upshot? If in fact we recognize we're not nearly enough like Jesus as we want to be, what's the solution? How does Jesus want to help us? Jesus gave us great sacrament. sacrament of confession, in which we examine ourselves over and over again and ask for the light of the Holy Spirit to remove our blindness so that we can see clearly exactly where we are, how much training we need, so that through that whole process we go and not only receive His mercy, as St. Paul did, but we also are able to ask specifically for the help we need, that training we need to become more and more like our Master, not just for the sake of being like Him, but so that instead of being blind guides, we can become effective guides, leading others into the heart of Jesus, leading others home to heaven. That's what this gospel is all about. Today we celebrate the feast of a saint who had a great master and then became a fully seeing guide to others. Peter Claver was born in 1580. He wanted to become a Jesuit priest, and for his training, he was sent to Mallorca from his native area around Barcelona to an island out there off the coast of Spain. It was there that he fell in with a layman whose name was St. Alphonsus Rodriguez. St. Alphonsus knew that there was something special about Peter Claver. He started to teach him the real art of sanctity, to tell him what a great missionary would be, to form him for the incredible tough work that he would do. And he became like his teacher, his holy teacher, St. Alphonsus Rodriguez, who himself was very much like Jesus. And off he went to Colombia, which was the great slave market of Latin America. All the slaves who had been kidnapped from the West Indies would be brought there in terrible conditions. Many of them died on the boat. Those who survived oftentimes had terrible disease and they were on their deathbed. And there, for over 40 years, Peter Claver went to minister to those slaves, putting his cloak on all their illnesses to keep them warm, because they would arrive totally naked, with ulcers often all over their bodies. A lot of the times there was very little that he could do to save their lives, though he was their teacher and their doctor and their priest. He would minister to them, he'd wash their wounds, he'd bathe them in wine, because many times he didn't have the fire to boil the water and he didn't want them to catch another infection through the bad water. And he would help them to get ready for death, would help them to get ready for life. Over the course of his life, he baptized and brought to the faith 300,000. He would try with interpreters as best he could to explain the faith, hoping that in freedom they'd ask for those saving waters of baptism. And so many did. And even though they were mistreated in life, they were set free by the grace of baptism at the very end. It was through St. Peter Claver's vision of God that he was able to help them to see that heaven awaited them, provided that they freely chose it, that the Lord who had come to proclaim liberty to captives was doing so in their lives right then. What a great example he is for us as we come forward to this Mass today. He was one who regularly went before the Lord so that he would see the Lord not only in the Eucharist, not only in prayer, not only in the sacraments, but so that he would be able to see the Lord despite the ulcers infecting the bodies of all those slaves who were ill, who were Christ in disguise. Today we ask the Lord to take away whatever logs are in our own eyes, so that we might be able to see Him speaking to us in His Word, calling us to be like St. Peter Claver, calling us to be more and more like Jesus, and to get us to hunger for that training that'll take us from where we are now to where the Lord intends. The Lord did that in the life of St. Peter Claver. He wants to do it in your life. Ask Him for His help.